This is Scott Beck with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Imran Andrabi. Dr. Andrabi is the CEO and president of the ThetaCare Health System. The ThetaCare Health System was one of the leaders in value-based care and sort of way ahead of its time in a lot of initiatives in a great system. Dr. Andrabi, we're thrilled to get a chance to visit with you today and hear about your career, about the ThetaCare story, priorities today, and leadership. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm a big fan of what you've been able to do in healthcare yourself, so it's a pleasure to be here. I'm a family physician, been practicing medicine for almost 30 years. Prior to coming to ThetaCare about 3.5 years ago, I was the president CEO at Mercy Health in Toledo, Ohio, in their northern region. Was there for almost about 25, 26 years of my career. I did my residency there and then sort of ended up as the CEO. I have had the opportunity to be on pretty much most sides of healthcare, including academics and hospital administration, and then being part of ACOs and developing clinically integrated networks and employed physician groups. It's been a great pleasure to come to Northeast Wisconsin and be a part of the ThetaCare journey, and thrilled to be here and doing the work that we are doing in these communities.
Thank you. ThetaCare, at least I know of, has a couple of remarkable things. It had a sort of academy. We're teaching other healthcare leaders about leadership. It also was way ahead in terms of the transition and thoughts on value-based care. Take a moment. I'll ask you later about advice for leaders, but take a moment and tell the audience a little bit about ThetaCare and maybe a few points of pride in ThetaCare.
Certainly. As you said, Scott, ThetaCare has had a fantastic history that dates back all the way to 111 years almost. Started off as a single hospital and now is 7 hospitals, soon to be 8, as a part of the health system, and serving 18 counties, almost 750,000 people with 180 points of care. So a lot has been done over the last 25 years. ThetaCare has been a leader in the lean journey in healthcare for a long time, as you said, and also in value-based care was part of the original pioneer ACO movement and did really, really well there. What we've been trying to do is sort of taking those principles and the work that has already been done in the past and moving it forward. And 2 years ago, we went in front of our board and really put a stake in the ground and said, you know, we are going to pivot from being a healthcare provider organization to becoming a population health organization. And truly transitioning from a place where people go when they're sick or injured to be a partner in their health and well-being. And I'm really, really proud of the fact that, you know, our entire health system is sort of geared and thinking and moving in that direction around partnership with our community, partnership with the people that we serve, partnerships within healthcare and outside of healthcare. And then, you know, working within the community with social determinants and all the other components of how to impact and go upstream with respect to health and well-being everywhere that we serve.
And talk a little bit about your career, because you've had sort of this remarkable career, family physician, to I remember you back as leader of health system in Ohio, to now leading ThetaCare, remarkable organizations. Talk about your career and how you ended up in leadership as opposed to practicing medicine day to day.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, Scott. I obviously started off as a young resident many moons ago. I wanted to practice family medicine, ended up in academic medicine, was a program director of 2 residency programs, ran the academics for Mercy Health in Ohio for many years, trained a lot of residents and fellows, started new residency programs, then transitioned to what at that time was more healthcare transformation and looking at how to improve efficiencies and effectiveness and very lean thought processes within healthcare. This is back in 2008, 2010, when I was the CEO of our Level 1 Trauma Center. And from there, you know, moved into employed physician groups and accountable care, was the vice chair of our employed physician group across the entire Mercy Health System, which, as you know, was the largest health system in Ohio at the time, now Bon Secours Mercy, and then was, you know, the also the vice chair of a three health system accountable care organization and clinically integrated network, and then became the CEO of Mercy Health in Toledo. And it's just been a great, great journey where it has taught me not only to be able to learn how to take care of people one at a time, but also to be able to take those learnings and zoom out and be able to take care of large populations of people as well.
In terms of your own persona, you're both a brilliant physician and have great personal skills, a great ability to relate to people. Take a moment and talk about what advice would you give leaders? What do they have to be great at to be great leaders? What advice would you give emerging leaders? How do you consult with your sort of senior vice president, your leadership team, people that want to be leaders? What would you tell them about leadership and about leading?
Yeah, so, you know, we actually do talk about it quite often, Scott. And, you know, in the essence of wanting to become a population health organization at ThetaCare and really focusing on, you know, quality and safety and improving outcomes and reducing the total cost of care, one of the things that we talk about a lot is what we call adaptive leadership. And you know, what are the characteristics of that? So we've actually started an academy for leadership training within ThetaCare around adaptive leadership as well. But the things that we talk about is, you know, having humility, having a sense of curiosity, being authentic, being transparent, and really have the ability to be agile. Healthcare is ever changing. It's very often that you are able to not tell what's going to happen next. And so to be able to have that adaptability, to be able to pivot at short notice is extremely important. And then having a mindset where you know that in a complex world that we are not going to be able to do everything on our own, and that partnerships are really, really critical for our success. And so one of the things as a mantra we talk about is how do we predict, prevent, and create value in everything that we do? And that's sort of become our North Star as leaders within the ThetaCare organization.
And you talk about humility, and I had the pleasure to work with and visit with the predecessor to yourself, who also had a tremendously sort of humble demeanor and a great leader like yourself. Why is humility, and also family physicians, why is humility so important in leadership today, probably always, but even more so today, it seems? Talk about humility as a leader.
Yeah, that's a great question too, Scott. And, you know, from my perspective, and we talk about this quite a bit, is it is very complex, and it is a place where you are constantly learning. So if you don't come from humility and you are not open from a mindset perspective and from a heart perspective to truly be of service and to learn with and from the people that we work you know, with all the time and work for, then you are bound to make a lot more mistakes than you would normally be making. And so in order to be curious, you have to have humility. In order to be transparent, you also have to have humility. And in order to be authentic and to be perceived as authentic, you know, having humility becomes really important. So just as I said before, those characteristics are critically important to us as leaders and the And the beginnings of that comes from being humble and submitting yourself to what it is that you're trying to achieve with people and for the people as well.
Thank you. And top three priorities. What do you view as the top three priorities of the system the next 6 to 12 months or so?
Yeah, number one, unfortunately, is going to be getting on the other side of COVID. As you know, we've all been in the middle of it and in the thick of it, particularly in Northeast Wisconsin. You know, we've been sort of inundated with the whole COVID situation. But I can tell you how proud I am of our leaders and our team members, all 7,000 of them, with, you know, what they've done, our nurses, our physicians. So that's a great positive in a very difficult situation. The other two things is continuing to partner with people within healthcare and outside of healthcare. We are going to do that so that we can continue to learn and accelerate our journey towards population health. And the third thing is really becoming an adaptive organization because, you know, we want to be agile. We want to be an organization that is not going to necessarily predict every move that everybody's going to make, including what's happening in our political scenarios. But we want to be agile enough to be able to pivot quickly and stay on this road to value-based care and population health. And hopefully can lead the way and help others and partner with others to move in that direction.
And a final question, as you now move to Wisconsin, you've been there now for several years, does that change you from an Ohio State Buckeye fan into a University of Wisconsin fan? Or are you able to maintain loyalty to Ohio institutions?
Well, Scott, two of my sons are still in Ohio, and I have a daughter in Minnesota. So I am now sort of sandwiched between Gophers and the Buckeyes. So I'm not sure what's going to happen to me.
So you become a full Big Ten family and so forth. But I don't even know. It's still the Big Ten, but they have about 14 schools in it now. But great, great institutions. Dr. Drabi, what a magnificent career. It's great to get a chance to visit with you and talk to you and hear about ThetaCare. I've always loved learning about ThetaCare. I think it's just a great institution that's put so much value on leadership teaching and training of others and growth. And it's sort of a hidden gem almost because it's a relatively now small to mid-sized system, though growing up to 8 hospitals now, fantastic. And I don't know that many people know the ThetaCare story, what a magnificent institution it is. So I appreciate Dr. Drabi, your leadership in joining us today at the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and helping us hear more about it. Magnificent. Thank you.
Scott, thank you very much. And as I said, I'm a big fan of yours and the work that you're doing, and it's a pleasure to be with you today.
We appreciate it greatly.